Weekend Breakfast
with Refilwe Mpakanyane
on 702 for the curious.
It is 60 minutes past 8 and we're talking parenting now with Nikki Bush. Of course, we've been doing that festive season toy review and wrap-up, right? So if you're thinking of buying or looking to buy something special for that little person in your life or little people, this is the absolute the right time to be listening to the show, because our parenting expert and human potential expert, Nikki Bush, is in the house. Nikki,
good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. What stage are we at this weekend?
Oh, well, we're at the 6 to 10 year olds. So these are the primary school children. Uh-huh. And just picking up on what you were saying with John earlier about being a bringer of light. Mm-hmm. It is that festive season, that time of the year where we have fun and it's school holidays and we celebrate and try and do the holiday thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I actually went off to Melrose Arch last night, mm-hmm. and there were just so many parents there with their children looking at the Christmas lights. And that was really
awesome.
Lovely to see.
That's really, really awesome.
So toys and games can also bring light into our children's lives.
And some relaxation as well. Yeah, absolutely.
Some relaxation, yeah. So your 6 to 10-year-old is in primary school.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, there's a big draw to a screen at this point. You know, they're getting into video games, computer games, that sort of thing, but there's still huge scope for games and toys.
Absolutely.
And we should never, ever forget that.
So 6 to 10 is quite a wide range, am I right?
Well, it
developmentally,
is.
What are we looking at?
Six to eight, mm-hmm. a child is learning how to read.
Yeah.
From 8 onwards, they are reading to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very big distinction between the two. The interesting thing is that when your child is getting ready for school, so last week we had the 4 to 6 year old age group,
yeah.
where we're really consolidating skills for school readiness. It doesn't mean once your child hits primary school that we should stop building skills.
Mm.
Now we have to start refining skills, and we need to keep playing in order to increase what a therapist would say the grading of a skill.
The grading of a skill.
So whether it's problem solving ability, strategic thinking, which would be board games and that sort of thing, or whether it's fine motor coordination, because we're going to be writing a lot, so those hands need to be nice and strong.
Yeah.
Or spatial planning, the way you position a letter on the line.
Absolutely.
Okay. That takes a lot of practice. It doesn't happen in a vacuum.
Mm.
But
it's
also
amazing to see actually the progress from the beginning of grade one to the end of grade one. We're writing neatly. And exactly that,
100%.
Being able to place your letters.
So, you know, and that is all repetition,
mm-hmm.
making those neurological pathways well wired in the brain. And, you know, there is nothing better than play.
Yeah.
To allow a child to do thousands of repetitions of something, of a thought, mm-hmm. of a process, of a movement.
Yeah.
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 So, you know, at this stage, you're also trying to build number agility and word agility, you know, those sorts of things too. But also to encourage children to have fun,
yeah.
to experience what fun feels like. So I've brought
and
a
winning.
Few things in here today that I think are those kinds of toys.
Can I choose one that I'd like to start
yes,
with?
Yes, sure.
So tick, stack, toe.
Yes.
That looks super interesting. And I chose this because tic-tac-toe, or noughts and crosses, as
yes.
we call it, was quite a nice one that I enjoyed in terms of strategy, right? A very, very simple game. But when you're that young, you take a few sort of tries before you, you know, start to put together a strategy and how to go about winning in
Absolutely.
This game. So how is this different?
Tic-tac-toe. Tic-tac-toe, and that's a real tongue twister if you say it fast, is from Melissa and Doug. Now, if you turn that box around, you will see that this is a brilliant crossover between noughts and crosses and Connect Four.
Uh-huh.
So noughts and crosses we usually do like with pen and paper on, you know, flat.
Mm-hmm.
This is now a three-dimensional one with these lovely sturdy noughts and crosses that click together. So you can actually hear I'm clicking them together.
Lovely.
And Connect Four is where you have to get four in a row, and it's three-dimensional.
Lovely.
So
yeah.
you usually drop things down a cavity to create Connect Four diagonally, horizontally, vertically, etc. This is a combination. So you can see how this is a 3D version. Where you can do not connect. You've got to get four in a row, crosses or noughts, mm-hmm. either flat on the board or diagonally from
like
one
that.
Corner to the other. So you might have, I'm trying to do this in three dimensions for our listeners, one X at the base, mm-hmm. and then the next X has got to be two up, yeah. and the next X has got to be three up, and so
you've
so
got a structure, a monument that sort of builds up four levels. You know.
So this is problem solving, strategy, spatial planning, matching, construction. It's only 280 Rand.
Oh,
available on takealot.com. Mm-hmm. And this is actually even just useful for younger children as a construction toy. Look how I'm pushing things mm-hmm. together and pulling them apart.
Yeah.
And they could even make patterns and construction towers. So I think if you've got a family with children from 4 through to 12, mm-hmm. this would be fantastic. And even adults will love this game.
Absolutely.
And great value for money.
Absolutely. Nice price point. What's the next one? Go Glam.
Oh, Go Glam. Now, this is awesome. So Go Glam is a nail stamper kit. Mm-hmm. It comes with three sets of very special sticky nail polish, and then it has this stamper. I'm trying to open my box here, by the way.
So your nail art, right?
It's nail art. And so it's almost like nail tattoos. Mm-hmm. There is a video of this on toytalk.co.za where you can get my full top 50 list, but I want you to see how this works. Whoops. Where's my stamper gone? These cassettes go into the stamper, mm-hmm. and you can put little flamingos or kitties or hearts on your nails. You get about 125 stamps per box.
That's fun.
And it's really fun.
Yeah.
You've got to use the special sticky nail polish. You can get refills for the cassettes of stamps as well as the nail polish in the stores. And it is 369 Rand, available at Toys R Us and Toy Zone. And of course, this is creativity. It's eye-hand coordination. Yeah. And it's real girly stuff.
Well, also, I was actually talking to a friend of mine who can't paint her own nails without painting her son's nails.
And I love that too, yes.
You know, if you've got a rock star at home, by all means, not girly stuff at all. It's just kids don't care.
Nail polish.
If it's sparkly and interesting, and mom is doing it, they are trying to get into it as well.
100%. So I think have it's boys, just and I really have to say, over the years when they were little, they also watched me paint my nails, and we had moments where they were painting nails as well. So, lots of fun. So that is really cute, and it works.
I might dip into this too. Okay. Actually,
so just know that everything we're talking about here, we have tried and tested. Yeah. These are not just I went to the store and I saw something interesting. Yeah. We've literally tested them and we know that they work.
All right, fantastic.
Right.
What is our next one?
Right, Slamwich. Mm-hmm. Slamwich is a card game. Look how nicely it's packaged in this tin. You can get a box or a tin. There's about a 25 Rand difference between the two. And Slamwich is a fast, furious, portable mm-hmm. family card game.
Nice.
And what you're trying to do is flip and stack these loaf-shaped cards, and you're making, obviously, sandwiches, but at speed against mm-hmm. each other, highly competitive. And you layer your sandwich, your fillings, and then you slap. As soon as you've finished your sandwich, you slap your hand on top of your sandwich. And you've got to watch out for the thief, because there's a thief in here, mm-hmm. And he's the muncher that steals from the stack of cards. And this is a lovely 20-minute family game.
That's cool.
So it's sequencing, getting the sequence of your fillings right. It's competition, following instructions, winning and losing, of course, mm-hmm. and concentration. If you lose your concentration, you're going to lose the game.
Mm-hmm.
This is perfect from 6 years and up. Would be lovely right through to adults. 2 to 4 players. It's from a make called Game Right, and you will find this on Take A Lot or timelessboardgames.co.za, and it's about 250 Rand.
So how does a thief work? Does he take your entire sandwich, or does it just depend on what's happening in that round?
I think it just depends on what's happening in the round, and there are also points cards as well.
Yeah.
So the player who actually collects all of the cards is the winner.
We might have to try out that game, because Uno is just far too punitive and has caused too many problems at many a family gathering.
Listen, I'm throwing something in here. It's another very good game out there at the moment called DOS, which is made by Mattel, who makes Uno.
Uh-huh.
And DOS is actually fantastic.
Yeah.
And it's about number bonds.
Yeah.
So if somebody puts a 10 down, you can put an 8 and a 2 mm-hmm, on top. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
And I like that game as well.
All right. We'll have to check it out.
Okay.
And then the last one, this looks super, super cool. I could get into this. Laser X.
So Laser X is quite interesting. Now, this is the most expensive game on the table today. Yeah. It's 1,000 Rand, available at Toy Kingdom or Toy Zone. It provides real life laser tag gaming experiences at home. You know, usually you have to pay to go and play laser tag.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So now you can do this at home. And I have to tell you that I have watched this being played in my sister's home with her children, with her and her children.
Yeah.
You wear the, if every player, by the way, it's a two-player game.
Okay.
So you have got this little... Everybody has a laser gun,
mm-hmm.
and everybody wears one of these receiving units on their chest.
Yeah, kind of like a vest that you strap on. So you put your arms through and around.
So it's got
around
elastic. Your chest. It's elasticated. You mm-hmm. wear this receiver vest on your chest, and that is the place your opposition are aiming to hit
Absolutely.
With their laser.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all electronic. It's interactive. So it's an electronic target, and you can blast from up to 200 feet away. Everybody's equipped with a blast. Every gun has a blast power indicator, so players know how many blasts they have left.
Okay, cool.
Okay. And the vest changes color. The light on the vest changes color
mm-hmm.
as you lose your lives.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Until it switches off, and then you've got no lives left.
Okay.
So it features lights and sounds. You can even plug your own earphones into mm-hmm. the receiving vest and listen to the sounds. It's about reflexes.
Yeah.
It's about strategy. It's about fine motor coordination. It's competitive.
And yeah, the tactics as well, right? Where you're going to decide how am I going to spend my last few blasts or my lives, right?
I've been watching people hiding behind couches and, and running behind the pillar on the on the patio. I mean, it's really, really fun.
What is this voice coach element to the game?
The voice coach. So, as I said, you can actually plug in
the
earphones, and then you can hear the voice over, it's just it feels like you're in the game.
Okay.
So it's quite kind of immersive when you've got all the lights and the sounds going on. So I think what's nice is that it's lovely to play at night.
Yeah, of course.
You know, it's one of those things. So I think it's going to be that. Very interactive family game where it's that thing that happens every night at home.
Yeah.
You don't have to necessarily go out and pay for entertainment. You can actually have your entertainment in your own home, and you could have a family challenge going on.
Absolutely.
You know, who's the Laser X champion of the holiday?
Yeah, and once you spend that 1,000 rand, you've got every reason to use it as much 100%. As possible.
And you just obviously, you reboot, you plug them in, and I think they're actually battery powered. And so you can just keep playing, which is really fun.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. So don't let load shedding get you down.
Oh, yes,
the Laser X has got you down.
There we go. That's another one for being in the dark. I've really enjoyed the slowness of the load shedding. You know, it kind of slows you down, and you pick up. You pick up. What can I do when there's no electricity? You just got to ask yourself, what can I do when there's no electricity?
While I appreciate that sentiment,
it just
comes at the wrong time of year when we actually do have deadlines to meet, because everybody's going to skedaddle and disappear on the 13th. That's the only problem. That's the biggest challenge.
I know.
That productivity is just decimated in this final push to your end.
It absolutely is.
Oh, my goodness.
It really is.
But yes, kid-wise, it forces everybody to be super creative and imaginative and find different things to do with their time. And of course, nothing better than a good old book, right?
Oh. Yes, as long as you've got a candle to read it by,
Oh, come on, guys. Just get yourself a rechargeable camping light and you'll be fine.
Everybody needs one of those headlamps, because then you can do just about anything hands-free.
We've got three of those and that's super
useful.
And
that's actually a really practical, good idea, thing to have around all the time.
All right.
Of course, my top 50 recommendations for Toy Talk 2019 are available on toytalk.co.za on the homepage.
Mm-hmm.
And I suggest our listeners print out the list and go and shop with confidence. We do tell you where all the stockists are.
Yeah, I love this. I love the suggestion. It also just takes the grabbing the kids and going with them to the mall to get their suggestions or favorites. It just takes that out of the equation, and you can just do some stress-free shopping.
That's right. But also remember, at the moment, if you're looking for anything off my list, I would suggest you phone the shops beforehand.
Make sure
they've got it, because there's nothing worse than getting to the shop and finding they've run out.
All right. Remember, folks, don't be disappointed. Nikki, thank you so much.
Great pleasure. See
Always
you Monday.
Always a pleasure having you, and see you then.